Thank y'all for tuning into Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast. This is a bonus episode. I didn't know this was fixing to fucking happen, but it's happening, and I'm super excited about it. You know what? Tonight's episode is sponsored by Two Pilots Distillery, Holder Maximum Security, if they'll finish putting in my goddamn cameras. Shout out to Scott and Chris Holder. Love you guys. Wish y'all could have been here for this. Red Circle. All these cool motherfuckers that helped this go. Yes, and I have a buzz already, and I don't know how long this is going to run. It's going to be a good time. Y'all have got to hear from a lot of people that currently have a big influence in my life. But tonight, you get to hear something very special. You get to hear somebody who's been there from the very beginning through all the fucking moments in my life. We're 9 days apart in life. If I drink too much, I'm going to get sentimental because... Not many people get to still be friends with their best friend from childhood. We haven't got to see each other because life happens over the past probably 10 years. But past couple months, I've got to see him 3 times, and he's in my studio right now. None of you have a fucking clue who this man is, and he'd probably rather keep it that way, but he's doing a podcast
and
tonight.
And you won't, because I don't have any kind of TikTok, none of that stuff.
You don't need it. Yeah, you're married, you're happy, you don't need any of that stuff.
I'm in love.
God damn it, see, you just fucked it all up. I'm trying to give you, this motherfucker's married, his name's Cody Wiggins, we used to be best friends until he just said that, and now he can go fuck himself. He likes to, whatever. So we've been sitting here just drinking bullshit, and we're telling stories, of us from kids, and I was like, you know what, we're turning this fucking camera on. Like, or not camera, the microphone's on. And we're going to record this, and if it sounds like shit at the end, I'm going to delete it, but I don't think it will.
Let's go.
Just so you know, because, you know, if I was going to go work on fucking airplanes for a living, I'd want you to tell me how to do it. I need you to, you can get close to the mic. Like, get it about 2 inches from your face. Don't swallow it, Cole. God, we didn't even get 2 minutes in, and I'm already making Cole Ford jokes. Shout out to him, another one of our friends growing up. Cody has 2 beautiful children. A beautiful wife. He looked weird at me when I said that. His family's my family. My family's his, and this is going to be fun. How do we start this? I know I'm supposed to be the host and shit, but
well, yeah, you got to start this. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
What's your earliest memory of me and you?
Oh, actually, the earliest would be go back to the trailer that you lived in with the tire swing. Y'all had that big ass Rottweiler. You had a tire swing out in the front yard. It might not have been a trailer though.
It wasn't a Rottweiler either.
Oh no, you had that big ass.
No, that was Conan. Conan was the baddest fucking
dog.
No,
not that dog. No. Conan was at
the double wide.
Yeah.
Double wide and Roddy.
Yeah, go back before that. The house before that.
That was Plainfield.
Yes.
And that house. Shack.
Yeah.
It was a goddamn shack. The fact that you call it a single wide,
hey, it was a something. But my earliest memory, honest God, it was that.
I remember the tire swing.
Yeah, you had a tire swing.
We
in
had
front of
a
yard,
big even. Ass lab. His name was Blaze.
Yeah, that thing.
That's what it was.
That was a big ass dog.
No, I know what dog you're talking about. It wasn't a lab. It was a pit bull.
It was black though. Wasn't it?
It was black.
Yes,
that's what it was. It was Blaze. That's exactly what it was.
I remember way back then.
That was before your mom and your stepdad got married, right?
Oh, yeah, way before.
See,
hell, me and you,
we knew each other
way before they got married.
I said me and Cody are 9 days apart. Our mothers were real good friends growing up. And then we were born 9 days apart and went to Lolly's.
Yeah.
You remember the Lolly's videotape?
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, my God, I wish I could find this. There was a videotape that, for some reason, Lolly's decided it was a fucking good idea.
Yeah, probably not.
I wish we could find it. We need to keep it. I know Mom and Daddy still have it.
I've watched it. My mom probably has it on something. Not sure
We've got to find it, and we've got to steel frame some of the pictures from it.
Oh, that's probably dangerous.
I know, but
because I know we fucked around the whole time.
So, at Lolly's preschool in Eastman, I mean, if you went to school, the coolest motherfuckers ever went to that preschool, by the way. We had a whole group of friends that it's like four or five of us that were just steady together from the time we were four or five until we graduated. Then life happened and we all separated. Yep. But there's a thing in the video I remember to where we're playing Achy Breaky Heart on fucking old 55-gallon drums.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're trying to keep it. Don't tell my heart. I'm gonna be a musician when I get older. And I remember you having like a speech impediment.
Probably.
Or you probably just couldn't talk. Like, talk good. We were five, though.
Yeah.
You remember, I didn't have front teeth.
Yeah, you had no teeth.
I had no front teeth. My teeth got infected when I was little.
Yeah.
The first four, my top four teeth got infected. They said I used to suck my mama's nipples too hard. And
you do like nipples, though.
I'm a big fan of nipples. Not much has changed. But they got infected with something, and they had to have my front four teeth pulled. So from the time I was like three till I was like eight, everything I feel with it sounded like this. Justin Hardy used to say, "Hey, say three all the time." And it's like, what are you talking about? I say three like a normal person. And yeah, it was like three. It was like, everybody thought I was saying tree.
Yeah.
It was like one, two, tree.
Yeah.
Like, where you see a tree at, Waldo? Like, where the fuck's it at, my guy? Oh, my God. Our childhood, though. A lot of people have very traumatic childhoods. And I really, unless ours are just so fucked up that I buried it deep down inside, the four of us.
I would not call that traumatic, our childhood. We had a good childhood.
I loved our childhood.
I mean, we did. We had a fucking great time.
I think I get drunk about once a year and send the same picture to you, Allie, and Justin.
Oh, all of us standing on the dock. Yeah,
yeah, so. That I've got to get blown up and put in the studio. I have to. That picture means so much. I mean, we tried to call one of the members of our original four a while ago, and he don't pick up. He don't think I'm cool anymore. And the other one, by the way, I'm not going to say your name because I promised you time and time again I would not say your name on this podcast. But is it your wife?
That's my daughter.
Oh, pick your daughter's phone call up. Let's hear how this goes.
Would y'all like to hear from my daughter?
Yes, yeah, Peyton's family. Peyton.
Hello. I'm doing a podcast. I told you.
Hey, what? Peyton.
Hold on. I got to put you on speakerphone.
Put on speakerphone so you can hear yourself back to the radio.
Hey.
Hi.
You're on a podcast.
What's a podcast?
It's a very successful radio show.
It's what?
That is going to make Uncle Joshy take y'all to the beach soon.
It's what Uncle Josh does.
I still don't know what the podcast.
You know all them YouTube videos you be watching?
Yeah.
It's better than that.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Bye.
Bye. I love our
She's
daughters.
Freaking out right now. She thinks, oh, I'm going to be on the radio.
I know. We'll make sure. I'm not going to edit none of this. So
I don't care.
She will be. But that picture, like, and we can't mention the other guy's name, but he's having a baby tomorrow morning. So we love you. Congratulations on your second one. And I wish you could come to the show, but you have a job that will not allow you to come speak on my show. And I understand that. He's the one. I actually offered him a job. If this keeps blowing up and keeps going good, because I think he wants to move
back.
Well,
you better offer me a job because I will clean up. I see you post a lot.
What are these things that control the computer called, Cody?
You.
Exactly. That's why you don't get a job.
No, you control the
computer.
No,
bitch. I need to hire an engineer.
No, you don't need that.
No, yes, I do.
Hey, motherfucker, I was going to. I'm gonna clean the place for you.
Oh, you want to? You want to be the help?
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'm hired help.
I'm good. No, you're not. Fuck you.
Hey, I can. Clean.
I need.
Hey, did I not? Did I not clean your room?
Several times. You know,
after
like,
I stabbed
if I do,
you.
If I do like get Joe Rogan big one day, I just thought the coolest thing ever would be to have you being our bitch boy cleaning up, and the other guy whose name I can't mention being the engineer, and then all the time I'd be like, "Hey, boy, go get us a beer," and then I'm like,
"Yeah, that's not gonna happen."
I know because you'd be like, "Fuck this place."
I know.
But where's my paycheck? I know what you do.
Yeah, but you know I can clean.
He can. So, I didn't used to like to clean at all.
No, you got to tell him what I do when I clean.
No, tell him. You bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You get to talk on this.
But I have to stab you. before I get to clean.
You just jump like goddamn 10 years. So there was this one Sunday that me and Cody were at church. Cody had just got a brand new, extremely nice knife. Cody thought it was funny to the whole time we're in church service, poking me in the fucking leg with the sharp end of it. He did this repeatedly throughout church to the point where I made noises, I made sounds. I drew attention to myself because I kept getting stabbed during church services. Well, we get home, and this fucking asshole takes it too far. Pokes me real hard. I pick up a baseball glove and I fucking slap him in the face with it. And when I did, he fell forward. 6 inches of this serrated blade went into my hip. I didn't know what had happened. I knew my leg was on fire. I reached down. I touch my leg. I pull it back up. It's covered in blood. And I pass out. I pass out. The last thing that happened was my hand wiped on the wall. I'm laying in my floor in, I want to say, American flag boxers for some reason.
Probably because you like them boxers.
I'm a big fan of that. And my mom is like, what the fuck is going on? And Cody's like, I don't know, but I'm going to stay here and clean while you take him to the hospital. Bitch stabbed me. They wouldn't even go to the hospital
no,
with me.
No, I went to the hospital with you.
Did you?
Because you laid on the bed talking about, I love you.
Oh, that's painkillers.
I love you.
Yeah. That's the first time I ever had a shot of Dipperol.
Yeah.
I was a big fan.
Your mom was not a fan.
Oh, no.
She didn't like it at all.
You think she didn't like that? I got my appendix took out when I was like 26. And she had to sit in the hospital with me when they was giving me that shit.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Rhonda was a big bitch then. But no, Cody, I guess when we got back, you cleaned the fuck out of it, right?
Yes, when we got back to the house, I decided, hey, we just have to go to the hospital. He just got stitches. His mom's pissed. So I need to do something. Yeah. So all I did was clean.
Do you remember where we went the next week?
Probably Whiskey River.
No, we went to Panama. We was kids.
Oh, yeah, we did go to Panama. Yes, we did. Because we mom took your stitches out.
Yeah,
yes,
your mom, as I'm laying there, I got six or seven stitches. And like before I'm getting water or anything, like Kitten, who's his mama, has to take stitches out of my fucking leg. That's the year that Chris and Kaylin met that girl, that plump girl. Let me tell you. So the place that we used to stay when we went to Panama, and we went like 4 or 5 years in a row, is one big family. It was beautiful. So some of the best memories of my life. The first or second year we're down there, place we stayed at had a pool table and a game room at the bottom. And me and Cody would go off dicking off all day or whatever. And Chris, who's his stepbrother, he's like my little brother, and this other guy named Kaylin, who's his age, would hang around and shoot pool because even then fucking Chris Holder was a hustler playing pool, being a dickhead.
He's always been a hustler.
God, he's always been a fucking hustler. So anyway, we come back in and they walk up to me and they're like, hey, we need $10. And I'm like, why the fuck you need $10? And this girl who was pleasantly plump down there.
Now, you can tell
the whole story.
No, well, I just remembered that. I just remembered that. Yes, I do.
So we come back in, and Chris, because he wasn't going to ask you for no money.
Well, hell, he knew I didn't have none.
Yeah, exactly. Hell, I didn't have any besides what my mom and daddy had gave me to go to the beach on. And he had lost playing to this girl. Yeah, and they're like, hey, will you give her $10? And the girl, for some reason, finds me attractive. And let me tell you, this girl is not the prettiest thing ever. She was a sweetheart, from what I remember. And so anyway, I'm 15, 14 years old, and this girl's like, if you don't have $10.
Yeah, he went to the bushes with her.
Yeah, this girl's like, if you don't have $10, I will take you in the bushes right now, and I will give you head, and that'll be good enough for me.
I don't know what happened in the bushes, but he did come out of the bushes.
I came in the bushes, too.
Hey, it happens.
She was like 18. She was a sex offender that night. She literally went full pedophile.
Well, I'm glad she was, because the other girl that they was all hitting on that night was underage.
Are you talking about the one that was with the muscle fucker?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, until you just said this, I had forgot this.
Yes, she was beautiful.
Oh, my God. She's one of the...
But she was not of age.
While we're saying this, just know, we were... 14.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're
14 or 15 at this time. We're underage.
We were underage,
but there was a girl there. She had long black hair, fucking whatever. She was fucking, she built like a brick shit house.
Yes.
And everybody's like, how old are you? She's like, I'm 13. Look, 21 years old.
Oh, yeah,
I swear
most
to
definitely.
God.
Most definitely.
And there was a guy with us who was a year or two older than us because he failed every fucking grade he's ever been in.
Yeah, he's a dumbass.
Only thing he's ever passed is a fucking pregnancy test.
I don't know. He may not have passed that either.
I don't know. His sperm count's probably so low from the steroids it don't work.
Well,
but,
that or the fact that he's gay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the gay part. But anyway, this girl that every, so we're 14, 15, so he's 16 or 17. This girl's 13 years old and looks every bit of 21, but he's walking around with like, she's a snack or whatever. But somebody would be like, dude, she's way underage. And even we were smart enough to know then that was like,
oh yeah.
Oh no, we're
I
not,
think every one of us
we're
told
not fucking
him
touching.
That
no.
She was way too young for us. And granted, we were 14, 15 years
she,
old.
She was too young for your stepbrother.
Yes.
Chris is 2 years younger than us.
Yes.
She was too young for Chris.
Yes.
So there was no excuse. We were just talking about a while ago, those trips to Panama. I mean, we already had enough gas in the tank to be friends for life. But those trips to Panama with you and your family and everybody.
I mean,
there's story after story after
story. We could sit here all night and tell stories after stories after stories of being in Panama. But, you know, we go back, me, you, our parents,
yeah,
are way beyond just one trip.
Oh,
you
God.
Know, I mean,
yeah.
Two trips, three trips, whatever. I mean, our families are family.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
You
that's what's crazy.
Our family.
When your stepdad, who I fucking love, when he calls me, he usually calls me shit-faced. He calls me sober.
Oh, he calls me the same way.
He calls me sober every now and then. That's when you know he loves you.
No, he don't call me sober.
Oh, he don't fucking like me. He likes me then. He calls me sober sometimes. But, so like the other day he calls me and we're talking and he's like, I just want you to know, I got to call somebody on your behalf to help with a problem that you're having right now. And he said, I'm telling them for all intents and purposes, yeah, we're drinking while we're doing this, by the way, that you're my son. Like, you grew up at our house. And he said, it's not
but
a fucking
you did.
Lie. I know. And I love when he says stuff like that. And then when we call my daddy while
we're doing it. It does. I mean, because honest to God, we did at every weekend.
We was at one of each other's houses.
Either you was at my house or I was at your house. There was not a weekend that I don't think we were together.
For 18 fucking years.
Well, yeah.
I mean, for 18 fucking years.
Yeah.
And then, like, when we called my daddy a while ago, because daddy lives close to here, we'd have called your stepdaddy, but he's fucking way away right now. And probably drinking moonshine.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what his name is.
Yeah, probably.
And then somehow still calling me and you.
Later. I'm sure we'll get a phone call here.
If not, you know what we need to do? We need to get drunk and call him for once. His mind will be fucking blown.
We can call him and put him on the podcast.
Fuck no. But
y'all never get away from it.
Oh no, he would talk. He would talk. He wants me to set up one of these at his farm.
He would talk about the clear cut.
We will talk about the clear cut in a second. But even like when we called daddy a while ago to ask him to come do it, and you have not talked to daddy in a hot minute, and no. you said it's your other son. Like, it went right back. Oh, that's Cody.
No,
I ain't talking to you in fucking years.
That's because we are family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, blood doesn't define family.
Fuck no.
It doesn't. I've never thought of blood defining who my family is because I've got stepbrothers. I've got brothers that I say are my brother that aren't my they're nowhere near blood. Or I've got sisters that are nowhere near blood.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even related in any form or fashion. But that's my sister and that's my brother. No different with you. I mean, I've always said, oh, that's my brother.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anywhere we've ever been and got in some shit, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my brother.
Oh, well, that's just like, I mean, man, it's, there's something different. You said it best when we were just talking and bullshitting earlier, and it was you got acquaintances, you got friends, and then you got people that just, no matter, me and you hadn't seen each other in how long until the bachelor trip?
Years? Oh, it had been a while. I mean, I've been in Atlanta for 11 years.
Yeah.
I think
me and Gracie's gone to one or two of Peyton's
parties. Their second or third birthday. You know, we stayed with you. Let's see, that was at my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Spent the night with you that night. So, I'm 33.
Yeah. It's been 10 plus years. Well, I mean, we've seen each other, but not,
I mean,
not,
we've seen
not
each
been
other,
around
but,
each other for an extended period of time.
You know, yeah, we've passed by in the parking lot. I've seen you in Chasmar parking lot. You know, I passed by, hey, when did you get the damn truck?
Yeah.
And you asked me the same thing.
Yeah, it's the old, you know. But then we got the pleasure of going on that bachelor trip, and I swear, it was like me and you hadn't missed a fucking day.
No, but we never will because that's how we are. I mean, it doesn't matter if I see you every day or I see you once every 5 years. I know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I am.
And I ain't never going to change with us. And that's what, like,
there's nobody that can come in between us.
I don't even think, me and you have gotten to arguments before.
No, we've gotten many of arguments.
You slapped the shit out of me. You stabbed me. I wish now, looking back at it, let me tell you. We was fucking in middle school. And I can't remember what I did to you in that gym that day. But you slapped the fuck out of me in front of everybody in that gym. And, like, looking back at it now, it's like, why didn't I fuck him up?
No, you were very, very, very tenderhearted.
Bitch, I'm still fucking tenderhearted.
Well, yeah. I mean,
cried at your stepbrother's wedding for 2 goddamn hours.
Who the fuck was you hanging on to crying?
I know.
Yeah, I was crying too.
We was some crybaby bitches, boy.
I mean, you know, but no, go back to it because there a lot of us. We did fuck with you harder than anybody. And, you know, it wasn't. We didn't fuck with you because we didn't like you. We didn't. None of that stuff. It wasn't that we were bullying you. That was you.
Oh, yeah.
You,
no.
That was you back in the day. But you're not that same guy.
Oh, no.
And we all know that.
Like, I was soft. I think you said tender a while ago, but I was soft.
Yeah.
And I just. It took a long time, and I've never been a day in my life thought y'all picking on me, but it was playing together.
I knew I fucked with you my whole life.
But,
but
I'd expect you to. I think something was wrong.
I mean, if I didn't, then you might want to come.
Yeah, when
check
I
on
did,
me.
I did when I did the podcast earlier with Kylie Strickland and her mama. I was telling them how I have all these people that kiss my ass now, like, and I appreciate everybody that's nice to me. Some of y'all are not ass kissers. Some of y'all just nice. But there's some people that are only around because they think that I'm something. I'm not yet.
You're succeeding.
Yeah. But I love getting around people like you and Chris and Chuck and Trent and Lee Tucker and all these people that knock my fucking ass down by shit talking and treating me. I like being treated how me and you sit here and talk.
Well, I don't care how big you get.
Yeah.
I hope you get as big as you can get.
I want you
to be huge. I really do. I'm always going to fuck with you, just like
I
do now.
To.
It don't matter if you are a billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck
God,
with
I
you.
God, I hope that's a problem one day.
Yeah, I do too, because you better remember
me.
Oh,
you're employed. You're my dishwasher.
Hey, that's all right.
I know. I'll pay
I do
you.
That at
I'll
home.
Pay,
so.
I'll pay you very well to be dishwasher. You got to pee. Bitch, you have to say when you had to pee. Hold on. First piss break. And we're back from piss break number one. That was brought to you by Terry's Drywall Services. Donnie Terry and Dennis Terry, they will. I believe their comment is they are well-hung drywall.
Oh, very well.
Oh, yeah. Except in the dick apartment.
Runs in the Terry part.
Hey, let me tell you, this motherfucker's cute, though. And it seems like it seems like the more money I make, the bigger they think it is, or at least the bigger they act like it is.
Hey,
they think the bank account matches the dick, and I promise you, they both small.
But it doesn't matter.
It's cute. The older I get, I work with it very well for about 30 seconds. But now back to you being my dishwasher.
Yeah, let's wash some dishes.
You know, before we do that, though, because your precious little baby girl keeps saying something.
Yeah, my baby
tell
girl.
Tell her something sweet on here real fast.
My baby girl, she's 10 years old. She, her name's Peyton. She is my baby and will always be my baby. Looks just like her mother.
I think she looks. Ash. No, bullshit. She looks just like you.
That I child, think she looks just like her mother.
No, sir. No,
she
sir.
Acts just like her mother.
No, sir. I imagine she looks just like you.
Yeah, she acts
like
just like me, too. So isn't I can't complain.
Gracie's same fucking way.
But no, she was very excited to be on the podcast. And I'm going to give her a shout out. I love you, baby.
And tell a little man, too.
Oh, yeah, I got a little one.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got a son, too, but let's not say
Walker,
that
either. He's 4 years old, and he is bad. He is extremely bad.
Let me guess, he acts like the mama, too.
Oh, no, he's just like me. He is just like me. He is bad. You haven't been around him very much.
I liked him at the wedding.
Oh, you have not
he
been around
the
him.
He shit at me at the wedding.
Oh, yes. It was exciting. That's life every day now.
Isn't it surprising how that funeral, I mean that wedding, brought us all back together?
It is. We had a great time. To an extent.
I had a great time because I got to see you, my little brother.
Well, you had happy. A great time until I left.
Yeah, you know what I should have done?
Left with me.
I should have left with you. It is what it is.
Yeah, you should have went home with me.
I should have went home with you. I wonder how many times that we can look back in our history together and
say how
say
many
that.
Times we should have went home
and
with the other one.
If I'd have just been so much better.
Yeah, there's probably several times that
I
could say.
You know what's fucking crazy? I would not have gotten in trouble with the law when I was 18 years old if I'd have just went home with you. I had to go home with two other dickheads that day.
Yeah.
One I very much love. If I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. How are you?
It happens. We've all been down that road.
Yeah. Hey, you know
some
what?
Some deeper than others.
I mean, but the fact that we're both 33 and we've made it this far and we got families.
Yeah,
and
I'm surprised we fucking made it this far.
Congratulations to fucking us.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I think we got most likely to die before 21.
Oh, absolutely. If they'd actually done that in our yearbook, it would have been...
Oh, well, it wasn't in the yearbook. They did it.
No,
they did it because I was on it.
I would tell you what it would have said. This is exactly what it would have said. You were most likely to murder me by accident, and then you were most likely to spend the rest of your life in your prison.
Yeah, probably.
You fucked me up a lot.
Yes, I did.
What's the worst besides stabbing that we've done to any of our friends? Who'd you flip off the back of the four-wheeler? The name we can't say?
Well, I also did Chris.
Oh, who hasn't fucked up Chris, though?
Let's see.
You slung a dude we can't say off the back
of
the four-wheeler.
Yeah, throwing him off.
I remember that happening in front of me. He also did one time. He catwalked his four-wheeler, and when he did, he fell on top of me. When he did, it blew up my calf muscle.
Yeah, I've tried to kill everybody at our little camp house. And
oh, the camp house. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
I've been in years.
I tried to blow everybody up.
Tell them about Alfie.
Oh, yeah, I had a... I'll start from the beginning. So, we're at our homemade camp house, which
that
was four pieces of plywood.
Is. That Cody and another buddy built just so they could go smoke cigarettes at 13.
Yeah.
But keep telling.
Yeah. So we had a camp out there one night. Well, it was the...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'll say the five of us, because I'll throw in my little brother. So we're trying to, we killed a deer that night. Yes, illegally. I'm sorry, game warden.
I think the statute of limitations.
It's way up on that. We killed a deer. So we decided we was going to cook this deer over the fire. Josh brought his big ass other dog, not Conan.
Not the same night. Because I wasn't there the night the battery exploded. I wasn't there the night the battery exploded. Because if it would, if I would have been there, as bad as all y'all got
I thought you
up,
was there. Uh-uh. But you left.
You know, you're right.
You were there your dog ate all the damn food.
Different nights, but you're right. I did, like, because remember, I used to want to spend a night out here.
Okay.
It's different nights, but we'll get to Conan in a minute.
Okay, anyway, we're at our camp house and our camp shack, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Our shanty.
Yeah. So, we're building a fire. We want to blow something up. Let's throw paint cans, the big batteries, I don't know what they're, and them big square flashlights that's got them big old batteries in it.
I thought it was like an actual. The D batteries.
Threw some of them in there too.
But I thought it was a car battery.
You know the big square flashlights.
Yeah,
old school flashlights that had the big ass batteries.
Massive fucking batteries in it.
One of those and a bunch of small batteries in a paint can. We throw it in the fire to explode. Well, probably 5 minutes later, nothing happens. So the fire goes out. I grab some pine straw. I'm gonna get the fire started back up.
You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, I should have never done that. About time I stuck my hand down to put the pine straw in the fire, every bit of it exploded. Burnt my hand, burnt all my hair off of my head, burnt my eyebrows.
It only got side, though, remember? Because it was like your left eyebrow on the left side of your head. The right side was fine. It was the way you turned when it exploded and went off.
It flipped Allie into our camp house. He turned the flip. We go to his house because there's no way in hell I'm going to my mom's house and show her what just happened. Not going to happen. So we get to Allie's house, and I'm looking at all my hair that's burnt. I'm looking at my hand because I have a giant blister.
10th degree fucking burn from battery acid going through your head.
This blister was probably the size of a half a dollar.
Do you still have a scar from it?
Yes, I do. My whole hand is still discolored. We're at Allie's house and we look at my wounds. My little brother, Chris, he burned his ear, burnt his hair. And Allie and the person not named decides they're going to name my blister.
They named the blister.
They named my blister Alfie. So for the next several days, it was, how's Alfie? Well, Alfie popped.
Ugh.
And my mother saw Alfie when I got home, and she was highly pissed.
Well, you about fucking blew yourself up. I imagine she wouldn't
She
be
was
pissed.
Not pissed the fact that I have a big old Alfie on my hand. She was pissed because I didn't come home to tell her what happened.
Well, in your defense, your mom can get
mad. She would have probably killed me.
But let me tell you, of all the moms that we had growing up that were around us that were moms to us, between one we cannot mention's mom, Allie's mom, My mom, your mom had a way of getting pissed.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Well, I think she gets that from my grandma.
Oh, Kitty. I've never seen Kitty pissed, though. I've never seen your grandma pissed.
Be glad.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
But, because she is 10 times worse than my mother.
Hell hath no fury like a kitten or kitty scorn.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
You ever tried to give a cat a bath?
Oh, no.
That's kind of like it.
Oh, fuck that. Because your mom, she's made an art form out of being angry. And I ain't about that life. Like, it's even when we talk to this day, I do my best not to piss your mom off.
Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you what my mother said when she asked what I was doing.
Tonight?
Yes. Don't make me cut y'all out the wheel.
Yes.
Because I told her we was about to do a podcast, and she said, don't make me cut y'all out the wheel. Well, we're probably gone.
Mom, when I said that you had a way of making pissed off in art form, just know it was a compliment.
She will probably take that as a compliment.
Oh, your mom gets off on that.
Yes, she does.
Your mom loves the fact that, I'm not going to say the moment in time because I don't bring up the bad parts of this, but I've seen people recently holler in your mother's face. And the way that your mother conducted herself while staring them down with this death stare, I have never been so scared.
Yes.
In my life, as I'm crying my
especially heart. As I was calling her, telling her, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah. No. Your mom is special. Oh, God, your whole family. You know what just blows my mind? We do not mention the actual moment this happened in time because it would take away from how special it was to some people. But I know it was a bad night.
It was a great night.
Yeah, it was a great night.
To a point.
Yeah. It was great for several reasons. One reason why it's going to be great to me and the way I'm going to remember it, because I was shit-faced. But the way that I'm going to remember it is, I got to see a family standing together, having each other's backs. Like that, there's fucking something special.
Always.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, I don't care how much we drank that day. I don't care about the things that were said. I got to see a family that is made up of blood and not blood.
But that goes back to what I said.
Yeah, that fucking had each other's blood ready to fucking go.
But it goes back to what I said. Well, you have always been blood or family to us, and blood doesn't define that.
Yeah. I mean, but it's
always been, you know, when we were kids, it was always, what is Josh and Cody doing? It was never, what's Josh doing?
I know, we was attached to the hip.
What's Cody doing? I'd say for 2-3 years that there wasn't a weekend.
Absolutely.
That we wasn't together. I mean, you know, when Donnie was playing baseball, every weekend.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Every weekend we was together.
You know, I thought when we were young, and it's just funny how life happens, I thought when we were young that me and you would have houses
next to each other,
close to the same property, that our youngins were going to grow up together, that me and you were going to be working the same fucking job, just going to work every day, drinking too much afterwards.
I will tell you what hurts me
is
that I can be talking to Peyton.
Yeah.
She knows you.
Yeah.
She don't know Gracie.
She will.
But and it bothers me because even when I say I'm going to Josh's, well, who? She's like, you mean the one with the beard? And I'm like, yes. Yeah. I was like,
which, by the way, you look even better growing your. You don't look like a goat no more. I like that you let it connect.
I couldn't get it to connect. It's finally.
All you had to do was come around me one time.
It's finally connected.
Some of my beard rubbed off on you. I saw it and I knew it needed help. And I.
Fuck you.
Bitch, you've had hair. Always had hair.
My grandma told me today she was going to cut that shit off in my sleep.
Oh, you gotta let it go. It's got a good point.
I'm not shaving.
Oh, you're at a very good point. Yours is unstraightened out. But no, our kids are gonna be together. It's just like, you gotta think about this. If you would not have went to Atlanta when you did, you might have stuck in the same kind of cycle and environment.
I would be in prison.
Yeah. You had to do that. I had to stay in the places I was to get to where I'm at now. Now, we're 33. Our lives are both going very well. And we're both very happy. And this is where... This is the part of our life where our kids needed to meet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've met. I mean, they've been at birthday parties.
Yeah, right? They know each other, but not to the extent that, you know, like we did.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different time.
Yeah, exactly. Kids today aren't what they were. Me and you have scars, literal scars we have caused on each other's bodies.
Yes.
And shared blood and fucking done everything. Probably even piss on one another, if I can think.
Man, probably.
One of the first times I ever received head was in your blazer.
I mean,
one of the first times you've ever had sex was probably in my truck. Like, there's so many things that me and you cross over together.
Or your bed.
Yes, I know you've had sex in my bed.
With you laying there.
And I remember that night. I remember that night very, very well that I am not, didn't know what pussy was yet. And you're getting laid. And I'm sitting there having to be like, oh, what's he doing? What's that noise? Oh, that sounds nice. No, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just Mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Your little boy grew up.
I tell your mom, because she listens to this, I tell her not listen to the episodes for certain guests, because I don't want her to be like, oh, he's a nasty fuck.
She knows you. Well, way more than what you think she knows.
We should have known, though. Me and Cody, when we got to about 13 and we figured out this beautiful, disgusting thing called porn. And there was these things back in the day, which I guess are still around, but now we have cell phones. But pay-per-view porn, me and Cody Wiggins have ran up DirecTV or whatever it was back then, bills, to where it was like $300, legit, in a month. And I remember us being at football practice, and my mama coming to football practice and waiting on me for it to get done, and her handing me this printout. When she handed me this printout, she was like, oh, by the way, you and Cody... I think she just blamed it on me, but I think I didn't tell her it was you too.
So. I know, hell, she knew it was me.
She knew it was both of
us. I was over there damn day.
That was like, when we figured out we could buy porn.
All we had to do was hit okay.
And we had to hit okay. And then all of a sudden, he could not be named. And everybody else was coming over to my house on the weekends for like sleepovers. And we're all watching it. And then we had to go take turns. Oh, I got to go take a poo. No, we had to go take a poo. You remember that time that one guy who he cannot be named? Was fucking styrofoam?
Yes, I do. And got walked in on.
My mama.
That was before our middle school dance.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, it was.
I very well remember because your mama took us to the middle school dance that night.
Our friend, can't say his name, he had a piece of styrofoam.
Said what he was going to do tonight.
I believe because none of us had a pussy yet. Because we were fucking in middle school.
12?
Yeah, we're 12, 13 years old. We're babies. And the one guy, he's like grabbing his piece of styrofoam. It's all boys do at an age like, oh, yeah, I'm finna go get some pussy. I'm finna go tear this girl up. So he's railing this piece of styrofoam as my mother walks into the room. And my mother's like, what the fuck are you doing? And just the face that he made and the face that we made when he got caught. It'll live in my. Do you remember the song that me and you got caught singing in the parking lot by my mama? You got me horny.
I remember riding around and your mom dropping us off at a birthday party with that song blaring in the brown van.
Oh, that Astro van got some fucking air miles on it.
That damn little green truck that me and you used to take the truck
S10,
off.
That was my nitties.
The trash off.
Yes.
End. The trash was literally 200 fucking yards from your house.
It'd take us 5 hours to go take the trash off.
Yeah, we would be gone forever. That truck has seen.
God, I wish I still had that truck because it was my nitties. I really wish I still had it.
Oh, that truck was.
That little S10.
Your nitty was the best because she cooked. I don't know where the hell. she got these goddamn breakfast pizzas from.
Yep, I remember.
That's it. Every time I hear you say her name, I remember these breakfast pizzas that she used to fix us. Those fucking breakfast pizzas were amazing.
Oh, speaking of that, boy, let me tell you.
And I try to get them all the time, these little breakfast pizzas, but they ain't the same.
Like, speaking of that, I'm not playing it right now because I'm not getting emotional. The guy you haven't got to be around yet, Lee Tucker, who is our big brother. You just don't know him yet. He's my big brother.
Well, y'all kind of look alike, so I believe
we're very similar. You and Sloan are going to fall in love with him. That is what an amazing person he is. He, the week that my podcast hit number 62 in the world, he calls me and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And at the time I was drinking and celebrating, he's like, "I got to send you something."
I was celebrating for you too.
Thank you.
By the way,
I very much appreciate that. I celebrated a lot that week.
I did too.
But he calls me and he's a songwriter in Nashville. And he said, "Last time I was at your studio, I saw that picture of Gracie and your Nini in the background." He said it gave me an idea for a song. And oh my God, this piece of shit sent it to me when I was drinking. He wrote it with a couple of his buddies. One of the guys he wrote it with is a guy named Blue Foley, who writes a lot of Ashley McBride songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I sat right there in that little cubicle for about an hour. And you and he who cannot be named, our whole childhood fucking punched me in the face. And I was just like, oh, my God, I hate people.
Well, do you remember? I will always remember her funeral.
Oh,
I know that. I mean, that's bad with you, but I will remember it because I had a fucking broke arm.
You always had a broke bone.
No, I had a broke arm.
Yeah.
And went to her funeral. The night of her funeral is the night I went and got my damn MRI, X-ray, whatever they did, and said, "Yeah, your arm is broke."
Are you sure it wasn't when you had a concussion?
No.
No, because we was in middle school. She passed away when we was in 7th grade.
Yes, I broke my arm that's 7th grade.
Because you couldn't play football regularly. You had to become a kicker after that.
I couldn't play. They would not sign off for me to play anymore.
Because your arm's fucked up.
Well, my arm and my head with all the concussions.
I remember your first concussion.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we were in 5th grade.
Yes.
And we all loved wrestling back then.
A little Hercules.
And we all used to practice wrestling moves like dumbasses on each other.
Yeah, they wasn't practice.
No. He got DDT'd on top of his fucking head. And I remember the ambulance having to come get you because you couldn't fucking.
Yeah.
You wasn't there.
No,
like, the lights were on, but you wasn't home.
No, I went back to class.
I thought the ambulance came
out.
No,
I went back to class.
Somebody got fucked up when we was in elementary school. Because I remember an ambulance.
I know who you're talking
school.
About. I remember that. That wasn't me. I remember that. And I cannot remember who it was.
It was somebody that seriously hurt.
Oh, yeah, they got fucked up.
And I don't remember who it was.
I went back to class, and I told the teacher, I was like, "Hey, I got to get puked." Okay. I went to the bathroom and puked, and I was seeing stars. I mean, from the time it happened, you know, all I was seeing
was... Oh, it was a fucking thud.
I mean, all I saw was stars. I go back to the bathroom, come back in, because I puked, and the teacher's like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "No." So I go to the damn nurse. You know, everything, you go back to the nurse back then. And I remember the nurse saying, "What happened?" And I told her what happened. No names. And I was like, "Hey, you know, I got dropped on my head."
Yeah, he did got a fucking feeling.
And
he fucking killed you.
So she was like, "You need to call somebody to come get you." Well, the only person I could call was my grandma. My mom was at work. She was a teacher. She used to teach in Houston County with Perry.
I thought she's always been in Hawkinsville.
No, she taught in Houston County all of our childhood.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought she was in
there. She didn't go to Hawkinsville till 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in Perry for forever. You know, I called my grandma and I was like, "Grandma, I need somebody to come get me." Well, my grandma knows that I will call her to come get me in a heartbeat to just get out of school. This is where it actually all started, me getting out of school. By the way. So I knew she would come get me, and so I called grandma, and she came up there, and they told her what happened. Yeah, I got dropped on my head. No, I was not a baby.
That could have been the first time, though.
I probably got dropped on there several times before then. But
you better just be glad Scott didn't come into your life till a little bit later, or you'd have been dropped a lot. I'm surprised Chris's head is even shaped right.
I don't know. My dad, he probably threw me against the wall.
Oh, God, get deep with it. Oh, shit. Oh.
But, you know, I got picked up. Ended up, I went to the hospital, and I had a concussion. So, therefore, that was my first one. But, yeah, that was the first concussion, and I've had many injuries since. But the broken arm is where your nanny come in.
The only thing I remember about that day is the bagpipes. That for some, I don't remember. I don't remember any.
But you'll never forget that from any funeral.
Oh my God!
If they play the bagpipes,
that's the only thing I remember.
I'm with you because I have some dear friends, cousins. The bagpipes.
I want the bagpipes. Just so y'all know, I want the bagpipes.
Supposedly, you can't have them unless you was military.
No, that's the 21 gun. You can have bagpipes.
Okay, I don't know anybody that knows how to play them, so
we're going to have to look somebody up. The reason why a lot more people don't have them is it's hard to find somebody who knows how to do it. The 21 gun salute is military.
Well, I'll give you this. When you die, if I'm still alive, I probably won't be, but
I don't know. We're both aging.
I don't know. We're both. We'll probably die together.
God, that sounds poetic and sad at the same time.
That's really probably going to happen. Me and you will probably fucking die together. Then what are they going to do?
Oh, God, just leaving everybody miserable. Like, two assholes gone from this world at the same time.
Well, no, we don't have... You got a whole damn world with this podcast stuff.
As much as I love all these people, and I do, because they, you know, it's special. But it's been weird lately. It's been... Things like this have meant more to me. Chris's wedding meant more to me.
I get that.
I love these people. Don't get me wrong. Everybody listening right now, the stuff they send me, the love and everything they send, it's genuine and it's beautiful. But to be back around, like last week, being in Nashville with Lee.
But y'all keep doing it because it's...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, y'all make a motherfucker rich now.
No, not just money. He needs y'all.
I do. I absolutely fucking need him. I need a 110%.
And support him.
Yeah, but it's like this shit. It validates. Like, that's one thing that I've learned in life.
Dude, I get it.
When you're on a right road in life, like, I'm sure it's like with you and your youngins and your wife, that every once in a while something comes along and it just reminds you you're on the right road.
Oh, all the time.
Tonight, I mean, look at this.
All the time.
I hate that Chris had to leave. I understand why he had to leave. But, man, me and you are supposed to be sitting here doing a podcast with Creed Fisher. You know what would have happened?
It'll happen.
But you know what would have happened if Creed Fisher would have been on here tonight? We'd have been talking about Creed Fisher and not us. So this right here was supposed to happen. I would rather fucking love Creed Fisher. I love his music. Can't wait to do the show March the 12th at Crazy Bull. Buy your tickets now at BigTicket.com.
Yes,
even when I'm half-ass drunk, I still can promote my fucking show.
Creed Fisher is the shit.
God, I cannot wait on that. And I hope y'all get to come down to that still.
Oh, I'm going. Well, okay. My wife has to work that night, but...
We'll figure it out.
I'm coming.
We'll figure it out. But the thing is like, that wasn't in the plan. This is the plan.
Yes,
me and you... I mean, think about, man, not to ignore everybody listening right now, but there'll be a day that me and you can go back and listen to this, maybe in 30 fucking years, when I've done got full-blown alcohol dementia, and you can't walk no more because your back's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But we can sit there, and we might be worlds apart at the time, but goddamn, you were my best friend.
But we are never worlds apart, just like I told you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever call me, you know for a fact I'm there.
It took us 30 seconds at the bachelor party.
Yeah, hey.
30 seconds.
I pulled
to act
up.
Like,
you got out of the truck and.
30 seconds.
What? We gave each other hugs as soon as we seen each other.
And you'd have never known. You'd have never known we hadn't been around each other in years.
Yeah, and you will never know because we are family.
Yeah.
We know each other's deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, yeah.
We've been around each other our whole life.
You know, there has to be, because the name that we used to, I don't know who gave us the name, but that picture that we were talking about earlier, one of us called us the four original motherfuckers. I want to say it's Justin, the one who we cannot name, who had to say his first name, but we won't tell his last name. I don't, fuck it. I'm not saying your last name. If you get in trouble at work because I said your first name, so whatever, you should be here. We love you, and congratulations on, you know, what you got covered tomorrow. But I think it was him that called us the four original motherfuckers. And yeah. I want one day to, when the timing is right, all of us to sit at this table, and then I want to recreate that picture, shirts off.
Well, we got to go back to, and I don't know who's got your nanny's house now.
It wasn't nanny's house. It was mom and daddy's when they first moved to Roddy.
At Trips.
I'm going to buy that. I swear to God, I don't care what I do.
That's where that picture was taken, on the dock.
No, it's not. It's on a porch. It's on the back porch at mom and daddy's when they first moved to Roddy.
It looks like a damn.
I'll show you when we get done, bitch.
Yeah, you have to.
I'll show you when we get done. But that house that was her last house, I will own it one day.
I fucking love that place.
I will own it one day. I don't care what I got to do.
Dude, I've loved
I'm
that.
Gonna
I
own,
always loved that place.
I'm going to own that house at the lake, and then the 2 acres that mom and daddy had, that original house that I get fucked up and ride to all the time.
I don't even know where that house is at.
I
don't. I mean, I remember. I can see it.
So me and you've never got drunk and rode there.
No.
You got to go back to your wife's mama's house tonight. Yeah. Right? Okay. So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to follow you there when we leave. I'm going to get a DD. I'm going to get somebody to be our DD, because we do not condone drinking and driving on this show.
Well, always, if we have a DD, y'all can just drop me off and I'll come back and get my truck in the morning.
Yes. That works even better. And we do not condone drinking and driving. We're riding there tonight. We are riding there tonight because it's close to there.
I know it's close to there.
Oh, God.
You got to ride right by it to get to there.
No, you got to go past it.
Well, I'm. You got to ride right by Mama's house to get to there.
You just made my night. Yeah. Okay. I got to pee. Yeah. Hold on. Pee break, and then I'm going to tell y'all bye. All right, we're back from piss break number 2, and that one was sponsored by, I don't know, we'll say Holder Maximum Security. Got Security. Call him an Eastman, whatever. I don't know what fucking do right now. So this is one of the, and I don't care if y'all like it or not. I hope you do. But this is one of the things that it's not a reality check. But like, if you listen to my podcast that I did last week, which is just me by myself talking about my life story, the guy sitting to my right is such a fucking massive part of that. And the fact that I got to do this. This guy has seen me cry. He's seen me fight. We've got a million more stories to tell. But we were talking a while ago about going somewhere. And this is what I want to leave y'all with before I let him say his little piece. Is when life happens and something comes up, get the fuck off social media. Get off of whatever you're doing and go enjoy life. We came up with a very good idea a while ago that means a whole lot to me and him, that we get to go do it together because we don't get to do shit together no more. I wanted him to do a podcast with me. So this is something for me to always have, because this is what this man and his family means to me. If you're doing something right now and you're scrolling through social media and you see an old friend, reach out to him. If you want to go somewhere, go. Don't fucking just look at it on social media. And I'm fixing to have a fucking good time with this guy. I let you hear a little bit of it. And if you want to hear the rest, then, you know, I don't want you to hear the rest. The rest is between me and him. So I love you, brother. I'm never not going to love you and your family, no matter what. And goddamn, we both cry babies.
Hey, if we
had drank too much more, I'd have squalled on here, because
we'll
that's what you mean to me.
We'll do more.
You want to do tomorrow, me and Creed?
We'll do more.
We'll do more. All right, guys. Well, I love you. I said I wasn't uploading this till next week.
Hey, y'all, download all his stuff. Everything. Download all of it.
There you go. Well, look, guys, I love y'all. I hope y'all have a good night. If there's an old friend out there you're thinking about and you're looking for a sign to get back in touch with them and go see them, this is fucking it. I love y'all. See you later.